Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet, and also what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, the expertise of Christopher Phillips will be providing us that information. We've got him on the line now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. This week, stargazers, look out for Mars during sunrise. It will be fairly bright and easy to spot, even with the increasing sunlight. The moon this week is waning, meaning a return to dark skies by week's end.
I understand this week you've got an update that relates to the crisis that's been going on in Puerto Rico, which some folks may or may not know is also home to a pretty significant piece of astronomical gear.
Yes, as you mentioned, natural disasters have been making the headlines recently, especially on the island of Puerto Rico, where the powerful Hurricane Maria devastated the island and has left many without basic utilities and supplies, even many months later. One victim of this natural disaster was the Arecibo Radio Observatory, and with its enormous 305-meter dish, it was until recently the largest radio telescope in the world. And it often collaborated with observatories atop Mauna Kea in making major discoveries.
It's a pretty massive looking device and facility. What happened with the storm? Was it damaged or what can you tell us?
It was indeed. It sustained major damage during the hurricane that ultimately left it broken and unable to function. Astronomers were devastated that it could be written off completely.
That sounds pretty bad. Is there any hope they can repair that thing?
There is. And recently, the National Science Foundation, or NSF, has pledged to save this historic observatory and get it back online and looking at the heavens once more.
There's been talk that the NSF is facing cuts under the Trump administration. Any chance that those cuts would interfere with the resurrection of this facility?
Unfortunately, they will. There is money to do most of the work, but unfortunately, Arecibo will have to look to external sources of funding in order to complete this recovery.
And so this is the facility that had been featured in the Contact film with Jodie Foster, correct?
It was indeed, yes. It was made famous by that movie and, of course, James Bond.
Right, right. And it's really a giant device. One could imagine that thing would be hurt in the storm system that they had. Well, hopefully they'll be able to make the necessary repairs. I know you will keep us up to speed on it. And thanks to you, Christopher Phillips, another good report. Appreciate it.
You're all welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.